As the deadline approaches for filing state and federal income taxes, many people may be in for a surprise. They could find they actually owe taxes on investments that posted negative returns last year. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
It seems unfair. Your stock mutual fund fell last year, and yet you are hit with a tax bill. Rami Shalon is a senior fund analyst at Weisenberger Thompson Financial.
At some point during the year, and usually towards the end of the year, some selling took place and triggered some gains. And as a result, you end up getting a fund that is in negative territory, yet you get a Form 1099, which means you will have to pay taxes on a losing investment.
Shalon found of the more than 6,000 equity funds out there, nearly half lost ground last year. And in what amounted to a double whammy for investors, around 2,300 of those funds made capital gains distributions. Investors will also face another unusual tax burden this year. Many fund managers were nearly 100% invested in stocks until the bottom fell out of the market. They wound up selling shares that had risen sharply over the years, according to Lois Fishman, a certified financial planner.
As the market was crumbling during the year 2000, people were selling out. The mutual fund had actually sell shares of stock to satisfy the request from the consumer or the investor.
Though 2000 was a miserable year on Wall Street, the average stock mutual fund made capital gains distributions totaling more than 9% of assets. It was the largest payout on record. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.